Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
From the choir have set the tone, telling us that we walk by faith and not by sight. If you have been in church for a while, in the past 2 months, we have been looking at walking in the supernatural. And we started by saying to walk in the supernatural, we have to walk and live by the word of God. And we thought about living by the word of God to live the supernatural life. And we have moved to the second part, living by faith, so that we can have the supernatural life of God. So for the past 3 weeks, we have been talking about faith. And the choir have come to encourage us today that we walk by faith and not by sight. There are some things more real than what you can see. And what we cannot see for a spiritual person is more real than what we can see. We are of dual nationality. It's just like in Nigeria, and I have 2 passports, an American passport and a Nigerian passport. When he's in Nigeria, the way he acts and talks is different. You know you can be arrested and locked up anyhow. He knows if they arrest him and he calls the American embassy, all the force and power of America will back him up. And we also know that we are children of God and we overcome the world. And we live by faith. So anything we need in heaven, by faith we access heaven and we draw it unto us. So necessarily for the past 3 weeks, we'll be talking about living by faith. This morning, I want us to look at 4 characteristics, another 4 characteristics of faith. We'll just see where we get to and close and have our party. Okay, so let's read from Romans chapter 4, from verse 17. Romans 4, 17. Sorry, I didn't put my house in order before coming here. So publicly, I'm putting my house in order. Okay, can we read Romans 4 from verse 17? As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed. He believed in the God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. When he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. This is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham is known as the father of faith. Was known as the father of faith. Is known as the father of faith. Will continually be known as the father of faith. And in the book of Romans chapter 4, the writer explains the reason why he was called the father of faith. And if I would summarize that picture we just read, it is that the faith of Abraham has no respect for his prevailing circumstances. The living faith, the faith that produces the supernatural, that faith has no respect for present prevailing circumstances as long as it has heard the voice of God. The story or the life of Abraham is a very popular one. We all know Abraham had Isaac at age 100. When Sarah was 90. What kind of faith produce the child at 190? It is the faith that looks at the present circumstance in the face and speak to the present circumstance and say, my God is greater than you, no matter what I'm going through. So if you want to have the faith of Abraham and live the life of Abraham, we need to be able to look at anything we are going through now that is contrary to what God has told us. Look it in the face and say, my God is greater than you. Look at this life. 100 years was looking for a child. Do you know that now, maybe when a woman enters 50, people give up on him or her or whatever. People have age that they give up on women. Now, double that age was when Sarah and Abraham were still looking to the face of the Lord to give them a child. What they did was to see what the fact of the matter around them is. The fact is that they are 190. The fact that barrenness is at work. The fact is that time is not on their side. The fact is that it is too late for them. The fact that everybody is saying is that give up, adopt. But they look at that challenge in the face and they said, my God is greater than you. And that was called faith for Abraham. If you look from verse 17 down, there are some things we can see there. Number one is that Abraham believed God. Put that back by verse 17. Let's go verse 17. Verse 17. I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of God in whom he believed. Who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Number one, Abraham believed in a God that can give life to everything that is dead. That reminds me of Genesis chapter 1. The world was upside down. Nothing seemed to be working. God came and spoke life into existence. So Abraham, remember that God that spoke life to the dead. And everything came into existence. And he still held on to him. If he can speak life to the dead, and the dead can come into existence, I can still hold on to him. So he looked at the challenge and said, I still serve a God that calls the dead, gives life to the dead, and there is life in this situation. I have good news for you. Whatever you are going through now, God can still give life to it if you have faith in him. Do you have faith in him? Lift your right hand. Can we pray together? Can we pray together? Say, everything that looks dead in my life, say, by the word of the Lord, I speak life. I speak life. Can you speak life? We speak life. We speak life. Everything that looks dead. 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 Everything that is dead in my life, I come by faith. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life to you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number one was that he believed God that speaks life to whatever is dead. Number two, see in verse 17. He believes in a God that calls into existence the things that do not exist. So, what are you going through? What are you looking for? It looks as if nobody has experienced it before in your family. It looks as if it has not ever happened anywhere. You look at your qualification, it will not, it cannot happen. Remember, you serve a God that calls things that does not exist into what? Into existence. He did it in Genesis chapter 1. Let's check one. Genesis 1, 1 to 3. The first phrase where God did, he called the things that did not exist into existence. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without any form. You can't describe it, and was void. It was empty, and darkness was over the face of the deep. had no shape, can't be described, and everywhere was dark. And then the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And the first thing that God did in the midst of that problem is, remember Romans chapter 4, verse 17, the one that calls things that does not exist into existence. He spoke light. What kind of God is he that spoke the opposite of the present realities into place? And God said, let there be light. The Bible did not end it there. And he said, and there was light. The God you serve, that you put your trust in, is the one that can call anything that does not exist into existence. Hello, are we here? Is there anything that in your life you want that is not existing, that you want us to call into existence? Remember, when everything was void, He spoke. And everything was brought into existence. Can you lift your hand up? Let's pray. Let's pray together. I pray for everyone here. Mande liboko ria bala kanda kidike liboko ria bala bazita kanda liboko ria yekende liboko ria bala mazita kanda liboko ria ba rebekete liboko ria bala bazita kada shime liboko ria. Lift your hand up. Can you call for? Say, I call for it to exist. Everything that I want that is not in existence. Everything that I want that I cannot see now. I call them forth. Into existence. Can you call them forth into existence? Call them forth. Everything you desire that is not existent, we come by faith and we call them into existence. We come by faith and we call them into existence. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Look at the screen. What is written there? Can you read it? Let me hear. Let's go. One, two, go. Put. Oh. We should call this into existence. See, look at the way the thing works. Look at this screen. It is in existence here. But it is not here. It does not mean it's not existing. Do you know that in this room there is CNN, there is BBC, in this room there is news, there is wrestling, there is football, there is music. They are all in this room. If you put your television and you tune it, you will pick it. It is there. Now your television no day tune. That is what your faith does. Your faith tunes to what you want and bring them from where they are into existence. Do you understand that? Or you don't know that there is NTA in this room? You don't know. There is NTA working in this room. Just give me a television with a DSTV dish. You will get it. Your faith tunes what you want and you can draw it onto yourself. And God called everything into existence. But you see, what God did was to just come and say, let there be light. The Hebrew says, light be. Hello? Can I say, light be? Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. He called them into existence. It is a, this darkness. Do you want me to put me to shame? Just kukuman leave. Light, if you want to come, come. You are delaying me, come. He just say, light. Hello, are you here? Say light be. I didn't hear you. Say light be. We are going to call things in existence. Lift your right hand up. You will call that thing by name and say be. Admission. Be. Light be. Lift your right hand. Let's go. Can we call them into existence? Call into existence. 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 Can you call into existence? Call into existence. Call into existence. Call into existence. We call you into existence. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Number 3, move forward. Romans 4:18. I don't know why I'm in the mood for expository this evening, this morning, afternoon. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told. Okay, let's look at this. At 100, you just think, this thing will happen. No? Are you sure God will do it? Against all the odds. Give me another translation. A modern NLT, Good News. Let's just be reading it. Okay. Number one. Let's go together. Oh, okay. Beautiful. You see, we have called it to exist, Abby. 3 minutes ago, people were crying. The screen is not showing. The screen is not showing. The screen. Some were crying. Some were hopeful. Some were believing that it will come. And what has it happened? It has come. Okay. I love this lesson. Let's read Romans 4:18. Let's go. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he could do. Remember, I said, faith does not look at the prevailing circumstance. Faith chooses to believe God. So against all odds, when everything was hopeless, he still chose to believe God. He still chose to believe God. Even when there seems to be no way, he still chose to believe God. That was the faith of Abraham. When the odds are against you, he chose to believe God. And I read it again. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made the father of multitudes. God himself said to him, you are going to have a big family, Abraham. So whenever God says anything, things around you might look contrary to it. What do? Like Abraham, you keep on holding to God against all odds. Can we pray a simple prayer here? Can lift your hand, let's pray, say, against all odds. In every hopeless situation, I still choose to believe you. Can you pray? I still choose. Against all odds and in every hopeless situation, I still choose to believe you. I still choose. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So, he believed God that can give life to the dead. He believed in God that can call things that does not exist into existence. That's the side of God. Then he looked at himself against all odds. I will still believe. Contrary to everything happening to me, happening around me, I will still believe. Let's look at verse 19. So he believed against all odds. And Abraham's faith did not weaken. Look at the 40. Number one, he chose to believe in God that gives life to the dead. Two, he chose to believe in God that calls things that does not exist and make them exist. Number three, he chose, talking to himself, against all odds, he chose to keep believing God. Number four, to himself again, he chose that my faith will not be weak. Abraham's faith did not weaken. Even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. He chose to believe, even though his certificate was not good enough. He chose to believe, even though his grade from school has nothing to write home about, but he still chose to believe God. He still chose to believe God. He still chose to believe God. And that belief that God can do something about that certificate made him to go for PGD. Add an additional one. Faith adds action to what we do. His faith did not weaken. I pray for everyone that is weary. Everyone that has waited and waited for God. It looks as if your faith is weary. I ask that the Lord will strengthen your faith. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift your hand and say, my faith will not grow weak. I will not be weary in faith. I will not be weary. I will not be weary. I will not be weary. I choose to believe the God that gives life to the dead. I choose to give belief the God that calls things that does not exist into existence. I choose to believe God against all odds. I choose to believe God and not make my faith weak. My faith will not be 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 weak. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's look at two more things than Abraham did. And we pray. Verse 20. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. What does it mean to waver? Is to look at this. Move here. Everybody knew where Abraham stood on this matter. It's not that today. If you do it, do it. Oh, do it. Oh. Me, I'm tired. Oh. If you do it, do it. Oh. Do it. Oh. Do it. Oh. If by Sunday you don't do it, I will not come to church again. And then another week. I have a father that will never ever fail me. Today, here. Another year. He chose to believe God like a rock, no matter what happened. He never wavered. Remember the three men. Our God is able to save. Even if he does not, we will still not change our confession. His faith never wavered. It was not wavering. It was here. He never wavered in the promise of God. Look at it. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. His faith grew stronger. And in all those things, he brought glory to God. His faith grew stronger. And he brought glory to God. Your faith is growing stronger. And you are bringing glory to God. Can we pray? Say, Lord, let my faith grow stronger. My faith grow stronger. Let my faith grow stronger. As I bring glory unto your name. In the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus. Change that translation to ESV or New King James. He never wavered through unbelief. I want us to address every unbelief. Give me New King James or King James. New King James or King James. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. We come against every doubt and every unbelief in your heart. Every doubt. Lift your two hands up and say, oh Lord, every doubt, every unbelief, taking me away from your promise. Say, the Lord, I rebuke. Let the Lord rebuke. I rebuke in the name of the Lord. Every doubt, every unbelief. I rebuke every doubt, every unbelief. Standing against the promises of God in my life. I rebuke every doubt and every unbelief. Standing against the word of God in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So three things within himself. Towards God. He looked at God. He believed the God who can speak life to the dead. He believed in the God who can call anything you want into existence. And then he started talking to himself against all heart, against every hopeless situation. He was speaking against the hopeless situation. He looked at himself. He said, my faith, you will not grow weak. And they taught him. He took his position. I will not waver through any unbelief. Listen, your faith will be tested. And doubt is the first arrow. Unbelief is the second arrow that tests your faith. It will come. It will test it. It will test it. It will test it. Don't allow doubt make you doubt God. Instead, doubt your doubt. The doubts are too many. Don't allow doubt make you to doubt your God. Instead, doubt your doubt. Don't doubt God. Doubt your doubt. As long as you have heard God and He has told you something, hold on to it. Doubt your doubt. I don't know if that English is correct, but we'll use it for now. Please let me tell somebody, say doubt your doubt. I didn't hear you. Say doubt your doubt. Say that. Let me hear you. Now, after doubting our doubt, what should we do? Look at verse 21. What should we do? Can we read it together? I want to go. I'm being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was able to perform. Can we be convinced of something today? Remember, number one, we believe God that can give life to anything that is dead. We believe in God that can call into existence everything that is not even existing now. Now, we now speak to ourselves. Every hopeless situation, we will not allow it to overcome us. We will doubt our doubt. We will not waver through unbelief. And then the last one that put a crown to our feet, we will be convinced that He that promised is able to perform. Are you convinced of that? Can you tell somebody, say, He that has promised will perform it. Say, I am convinced of that. Let's use New King James. Let's use PPP. I am being fully persuaded. So we use three P's. Is that New King James? Do King James for me. Where did I get persuaded from? Do King James. Aha. This is one I want. For rhyme's sake, PPP. That He that persuaded, I am persuaded that He that promised can perform. Hey, so the name of our party is PPP. Persuaded that He that promised will perform it. PPP. If I say PPP, you say faith. PPP. PPP. I am persuaded that He that promised will perform. PPP. PPP. Let's go. I am persuaded that He that promised shall PPP. PPP. Let's go. I am persuaded that He that promised shall PPP. PPP. I am that He that promised shall perform it. What has He promised you? He shall perform it. I have confidence in You, Jesus. I have confidence in You, Savior. I have confidence in You anytime, any day. I have confidence in You. I have confidence in You. Oh, Jesus. I have confidence. your seat back on your head. Have your seat back on your head. You are the just like you must.
You are the dead.
You are the
just like you the dead and raise the dead. Just like you say Lazarus, come forth.
I would like to for us to pray for some set of people. But before then, we should do the right thing first. Please bow down your head. Let's just talk to him. The beginning point of faith is believing your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. The entry point of it is for you to give your life to Christ. If faith must work, the first faith must be in what Christ has done and for you to give your life to him. That's the first application of our faith. He said, with the heart, a man believes, and with the mouth, we confess. So if we believe that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is our Savior, we receive him into our lives and we confess it. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ, you believe that he's Lord and you want to confess him so that you might be saved. Wherever you are, can you lift your hand up boldly? Lift your hand up boldly. Let's pray together. Don't look around. Just lift your hand. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you. We exalt you. We thank you. Only you are capable. Only you are capable, Jehovah. Only you are capable. Only you are capable. Is there anyone that just wants the touch of God for something in your life? You want something to move. It does not move over a time. And you believe God that if you come, you just come with the hands on you and pray with you and see what the Lord has done. Anybody with a touch of the Lord? Mahibe Jitala Maganda. The last part is here on the screen. Put it on the screen for me. Is here on the screen. Can we do that part? And collect those things which be not as though they are. You are going to call it forth, and I just put the finishing touch to the prayer. Look at it. The first one, we'll be changing the translation. Look at it. And collect those things which be not as though. Another translation. Give me two more. who give life to the dead and cause things into existence that do not. Do you have TPT? TPT, the Passion. Passion Translation. You don't have. Give me message. The last line, let's go. With a word, made something. You are going to do that for yourself now. You are with your word. You are going to make something out of nothing. Can you define your hands to him? What brought you out? What you want? With your word. Create something out of nothing. Can you do that? Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we do that? Jamanga de libokoria katelele eshepeke rikatala. Mataribo koria badene bokuria. Rabakataria katelebo. Mazatakaria. Ereketekeria kata. Maria katelele. By the word of faith, we bring something out of nothing for you. By the word of faith, by the word of faith, we call those things that does not exist into existence. As you pray, as you make that declaration, we call for those things that does not exist into existence for you. From nothing, we create something for you. In the name of Jesus, stretch your hand towards me here. Stretch your hand towards me. He said, with the mouth, heart we believe. With the mouth we speak unto salvation, unto soul. With the mouth we speak unto deliverance. With the mouth we speak unto health. With the mouth we speak. Because you believe in your heart and you have spoken. Everything you have spoken at this altar of help, let them come to pass speedily. In the name of Jesus. Out of nothing, something great is being created for you. In the name of Jesus. Let the Lord that make light to come out of darkness, light to shine into darkness. Let him make light shine into every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. In this month of August, everything you decree today, in this month of August, they are coming into existence. In the name of Jesus. He said, blessed is he that believeth. There shall be a performance of what he has spoken. He said, I am fully persuaded that he that promised is able to perform. As you have come out today, let the Lord arise and perform what you have decreed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Can you go to your seat? Have your seat. We bless you, Jesus. We'll just take one more prayer. Just bow down your head wherever you are. Let's take one more prayer. Bow down your head. Let's take one more prayer. Please, if you were giving a card, ushers, please, can you just call them up, people you give cards to? Lift your right hand up. Say, new walk of faith, new experiences of faith. Say, I receive a new walk of faith. I have new experiences in faith. New walk of faith, new experiences in faith. I will not waver in faith. My faith will not disappoint. New work of faith, new experiences in faith. We give you all the glory and the honor. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.